Welcome to the 100% Financed Podcast, home of entrepreneurs, business owners, and real estate investors everywhere. 100PF is not just an online business, it's a culture, helping you make more money while maintaining pretty credit. If you're looking for great content on credit repair, business credit, creative financing, motivation, and online business, then you found the right podcast. Listen up as Juan Pablo, the People's Mentor, presents another great podcast episode for your listening pleasure. Juan Pablo, give these beautiful people the tools they need to succeed.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is me, Juan Pablo, from the 100% Podcast. Thank you guys for joining in. I greatly appreciate your listening, for your viewership. It's actually the 100% Finance Podcast. You can't forget the financing, right? Because that's what it's all about, financing your real estate endeavors. And I have Lou out here laughing. And he's a good friend of mine. I actually met Luap at a networking event. But Luap, thanks for joining. I appreciate your time. But let's just dive into it, bro. If you could share with our listeners today your story, how you got started, and what do you do currently?
Well, at the moment, I'm a transformational speaker. I speak on health and inspiration. And, you know, I got started by, you know, I was writing a book at one time. And toward the end of me writing the book, someone told me, hey, if you're writing a book, you might want to go check out Toastmasters because they'll help you with being able to speak about your book and stuff like that. And I never really thought about that at the time. So I said, yeah, I guess me learning how to speak a little bit better would be quite helpful. So I went to Toastmasters, and after that, you know, it just became something that I started doing on a regular basis, going to Toastmasters. And, you know, speaking in Toastmasters, then getting outside engagement. The next thing I know, I realize Toastmasters really helped. And I'm able to speak not only about the book, but then that grew into me talking about people, inspiring people to do better in life, whether it was about health or just, you know, being a better person, just in general. So it's like one thing, you know, just kind of trickle down to the next thing. So after that, like a domino effect, and then next thing you know, I'm speaking in colleges, high schools, health stores, and encouraging people to live the better version of themselves, to try to be the best version of themselves while they're here on this planet. And to me, it was a great thing, you know?
Right. And in order to be a better version of yourself, you do have to be a proponent of change because it's vitally important, and I'm sure you're well aware of this, Luap, that most people may not want to embrace change. So if you can tell our listeners, was there ever a point for you where you know you need to change, whether it's eating habits or exercise or the lack thereof, health reasons, business reasons, whatever the case may be, but you did not embrace it? And if so, what was the tipping point that caused you to embrace the change?
Well, the first change that I ever made, before that, I totally did not embrace change at all. You know, I'm a New Yorker by nature, so me doing anything outside of the norm was just unheard of for me. However, when my grandmother passed away, you know, she was like my mentor at the time. She was a churchgoer. She was like a very beautiful, giving lady. So for me, I didn't understand why she died, and she died so miserably. So one thing I did, I prayed, and I said, you know, God, please just tell me one thing. I just want to know, how do I avoid dying the same way my grandmother did? Then after that, a couple of months later, I started getting pictures in my head of animals that don't eat other animals. So long story short, I decided to give up eating other animals. And that was the first change that I ever made on my own. And after that, that change became one of many changes that I started to embrace and adapt to, and it really, really changed the course of my life. That one thing, giving up eating meat, changed the way I felt about people around me. It changed my health. My health skyrocketed. I went from being, relatively sick on a regular basis, headaches, stomach aches, pimples, sore joints, different ailments of the body, not understanding why, just thinking it was normal, to pretty much everything just cleared up. All my senses got sharper, my face cleared up, my self-esteem rose, of course, because when you have 1,000 pimples on your face, you know, you're not the most confident person in the world, you know? So I would definitely say that one change alone started, once again, a domino effect in my life to where I started to open up and embrace change. Another thing that it did for me is that it made me go from a DF student in school, because I did this change while I was still in school. It made me go from a DF student to being an AB student, which is something that I never even thought was possible. So on top of me being an AB student, I started buying my own books and, you know, purchasing books in the beginning like Malcolm X, How to Be More Romantic, and then that grew into New Age, self-help, motivation. Next thing you know, I read over 100 books, and I'm winding up giving people inspiration, encouragement, just off of the books that I read, and that changed the whole trajectory of my life.
Yeah, that's powerful, Luab, and I can see how a person may be reluctant to change, especially their eating habits. I applaud you a lot, man, because I don't know if I'm at that point where I can say no to meat, man, but I understand the benefits. Damn. I like to have a good cheeseburger every once in a while. But just to switch up the questions a little bit, Luab, I was going to go into why people are reluctant to change, so I'll save that in a few moments, but I also want to ask you, since you were on the topic, about networking as well as reading. I know you're a voracious networker and reader. Why is that important for people to do those type of things so they can embrace change?
Well, for one thing, most people are stuck in their comfort zone. Most people are comfortable with being uncomfortable. Like, they know they want something different, but either they don't know how to go about it or they just don't take the time to try to figure it out. So why would they embrace the change and reading and networking? Well, because when you read, you open up your mind to a new world that possibly you would have not known about. When you're putting your children to sleep or when your parents are putting you to sleep, they pretty much read you a story. So they were reading to you. You know, planting the seeds at that point should have given you, insight as to, well, maybe this is something that I should do not only as a child or not only for school, but even further than that, because the most successful people out there, they were not successful because of school. They're successful because of what they fed themselves, meaning books after school. You know, that's the key to becoming successful. Reading, reading, reading. Like, there's one guy on the internet, he's very popular right now, Ty Lopez. He's the one book a day guy. He reads one book a day. And he is extremely successful. Now, I might not be at the point of reading one book a day. However, I do read books at least. I'm reading like at least a page to two, three pages of a book every day. And if not, if I have to miss a day, then I'm listening to an audio CD. Because whether you're reading or listening to something, you're changing your mindset. It's giving you new ideas. It's making you think, you know what, maybe I can try something that this person just said and see how it works for me. It's kind of the same thing on why I go to different networking events and or workshops, conferences, and classes, because you're constantly learning. You're surrounding yourself around people who are there to do the same thing that you are doing, so you're with like-minded people. It's like when I was in New York, I used to hang out on the stoop a lot, you know, and just sitting there wasting time, cracking jokes with the people that were on the stoop. We had no ambition to grow any further than just hanging out on the stoop. So those are the people who I hung around with. But then when I started to change my friends, change my environment, my paradigm changed. I started thinking, you know what? Maybe I can be the best version of myself that I possibly can. Maybe I can be in the top 10 of motivational speakers in the world if I just continue on down the path of following other successful people, because success leaves footprints. So if you follow along the footprints that success has left for you, meaning the people ahead of you, like some of my mentors would be people like Brian Tracy, Dennis Kimbrough, and Darren LaCroix, I follow in their footsteps. I register for their workshops. I read their books, and I do what they tell me to do, at least in the beginning. And then afterwards, you can change it up a little bit to add your own spin on it, your own twist on it, however you want to change it up at that point. So for me, that is why I feel like reading and constant elevation of the mind, body, and soul is very essential and important for you to become the greatest version of yourself while you are here on this planet.
Excellent, excellent. So if you guys could just consume all that information he just mentioned, it boils down to you want to make sure that you consume and feed your mind as well as your body. Good stuff. Nutritious stuff. Because so many times we feed ourselves junk food, whether it's in our diet or whether it's with our mind. We either eat a Snicker bar, we watch TV, we eat some nachos with cheese, extra cheese at that, and we just consume music that's not conducive to education or learning. Of course, you know, you owe it to yourself to relax, don't get me wrong. But if you're at a point where you know you need to change, those are some of the habits you cannot afford to embrace at this moment. So speaking of that, you network and you read a lot because you want to change a lot. And you said
you do read
a lot and go to networking events, not only to feed yourself, but also to be in the midst of like-minded people. Why is that important?
Well, there's a saying that I like to use a lot. I'm not exactly sure where I got it from, but it's steel sharpens steel. So if you are trying to become something, like at one point I used to box. So I didn't even know it, but I started hanging around the best boxers that were in the gym. Not fully understanding why I was doing that. I guess I just kind of gravitated to them, and they gravitated to me. So being around them, for me, taught me a whole lot better, a lot faster, and from a different perspective of how champions think. Because some of the people that I was following were champions or ex-champions at the time. So it's the same thing like in life. For instance, I want to become one day a champion of public speaking. So I surround myself with other champions like Darren LaCroix, Craig Valentine, Ed Tate, Mark Brown, and I've gotten to know them so well that I've learned so much from them. And just this past Saturday, I won first place in division for Table Topic Speech Contest just this Saturday. So I'm walking around with a trophy and proof that if you just follow and listen to what the people that are doing what you want to do tell you to do, it can actually happen for you if as long as you just keep doing it. And like I said about the reading, one of them, Craig Valentine, he reads all the time. He has a rule that he says if most people in America don't read, right? So if you read up on any subject, at least 3 books on it, you pretty much become an expert on that subject. So it's easy for you to be able to tell people about whatever that is, you know, whatever it is. Like, it could be health. It could be anything. Like myself, even though I've read several different books on health, just being able to read a book on something and to tell someone about it, to me, feels good, especially when they say, wow, or that bit of information that you gave me really helped me at that point that I was at my life. Or you made me go from going this way to a different way, and it's really helped and benefited not just me, but some of my family members as well. And me personally, I've grown to love hearing that, and I love that feeling as well. So I tell people, try it. You know, try reading a book. Try, you know, giving up certain things in your life that you know is a hindrance to your the path that you're trying to go on and see what it does for you. If you give something up for 30, 60, 90 days, you're automatically going to have a lot more time on your hands. Like, let's say television. You give up television for 30 days. What are you going to do for those 30 days? You can start reading. Read something that you were always itching to learn about, like whether it's you know, working out or if it's about, you know, real estate like yourself. The more you read about it, the better your chances become of you becoming successful on the subject that you're reading about.
That's great, Luat. So to sum up what you're just saying, pretty much, in order to embrace change, guys, you know, change for the better because you're tired of your current situation. Luav just said that you have to read. So for one, you get the knowledge that you can apply. Two, network, so you could be around like-minded individuals, and their habits, their traits will rub off on you because birds of a feather naturally flock together. So you're only kidding yourself to believe you're going to be a successful person or embrace change if you're not associating with people who are the change that you want to become. And third, he mentions that he speaks about it publicly, public speaking all the time. Why? Because that's how understanding is proven, right? Well, as a public speaker, you're somewhat of an educator. Your job is to influence. Your job is to educate the masses on the content that you have to provide. And what better way to prove that you understand the point of change, if not by sharing it, by speaking to it, to other people about it publicly. So that's how we met, Luav. We met because you and I both are enrolled in the same speaking organization. Right. So you said one person told you, hey, if you want to be an author, you should consider public speaking. What do you advise to other people who say, hey, I want to embrace change, or hey, I want to be – the majority of my audience, by the way, is they're real estate investors, entrepreneurs. Do you think that public speaking will aid them in some regard?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because some of the most successful people out there are good with communication. So that means they have to be able to speak about whatever it is they're doing, whether you're a manager at work or whether you're selling real estate. The better you are at communicating whatever your message is or whatever you're trying to sell, the better you will, the more successful you will have at that topic. So what I say and suggest is to join a local speaking club like Toastmasters or NSA. And if you're unable to do that, first of all, Toastmasters is free. You can go as often as you want without having to pay. It's just when you want to start giving speeches, that's when you have to pay. However, you can always practice at home with your family, at family reunion, or, you know, family night at the dinner table. The more you practice something, the better you become at it. So what I say is, like for instance, when I'm practicing for a speech concert, you know, I don't always practice in front of an audience. I practice in front of empty chairs that I set up in my house, or the couch, or the mirror, or the camera. You know, the camera does not lie. You practice in front of the camera, you record yourself, you watch yourself afterwards, and you see some of the grammatical errors you might be making or some of the body gesture movements that you're doing that might not be conducive to the message that you're trying to deliver. So, yes, I would absolutely say, just check it out. Check out a speaking class. NSA, Toastmasters, even the Morph, you know, they specialize on storytelling. But still, it all boils down to it's helping you to become a better communicator. And that is one of the key elements that I've found to becoming more successful in whatever field you want to be in. Because when we're in class, like, you know, with you, Juan Pablo, there are several people there who don't want to be public speakers. But they're there because they understand the value of becoming a better speaker and what that has to offer with either their business or the job that they're doing. For instance, we have a chiropractor there. We have people there that are salsa teachers or teachers just in general. We have people there that do a variety of different things, and it all boils down to being a better communicator.
I couldn't agree with you more, Luav. As an entrepreneur, one of the most important activities you have to do is have the ability to sell. Point blank, period. Whether you're selling a group of investors to pour their dollars into your real estate portfolio or to entertain a deal that you're about to put on the contract for real estate investing, or if you're selling other people to work for your company. If you have online business or brick-and-mortar business, you have to sell, whether it's a product, whether it's a service, whether it's an idea. You got to have the ability to sell. But it's difficult for you to be great at selling if you're a poor communicator.
Mm-hmm.
So why not practice your communication skills in front of an audience that will help you improve? Because they give you unbiased feedback to help you improve, not some type of criticism that will be harmful to you, but constructive criticism.
If I could add one thing, Juan, ever since I started doing Toastmasters, you know, practicing my public speaking skills, every interview for a job that I've had, I've successfully nailed it. You know, so that right there, that one thing also, because everybody, you're always selling yourself, whether it's, you know, for a job or, you know, you're trying to get a date with a girl or, you know, for women, guys. It's all about how you communicate with them and convey the message that you're trying to convey. Like I said, it's really helped me with getting jobs. It's really helped me with my elevator pitch. It's really helped me with listening and understanding either my girlfriend or the new girl that I'm going on a date with. So at the end of the day, I think it's extremely valuable to just about everyone.
Dang, bro, you a player? You said with your girlfriend and a new girl you about to go out with? Dang, dog. I need to work on my communication skills better then. You got that game, man.
when I first started, I had a girlfriend, but then throughout the transition, you know, me and my girlfriend broke up, and at the same time, I had moved from Atlanta to Miami, going through a couple of changes. But at the end of the day, like I said, it's made me a better person, and me and my ex are still great friends to this day. And I'm sure me being a good communicator had something to do with that.
All right, so speaking of becoming a better person, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you can give some words of wisdom, Luwap, to those people who are saying, all right, I hear you, Luwap. You're saying I have to read. You're now saying that's your role, some public speaking program. You're also saying that I need to network and so forth. It's a lot. That's a lot to do with my day. So what do you advise that person who wants to embrace change, who wants to be a better version of themselves? How can they make today count?
The first and foremost thing that I would say is to become best friends with pen and paper. Pen and paper is my best friend. I write every single day, and not necessarily writing a speech or something or a poetry or a rhyme. I write out either my goals, my action plans, my to-do list. You know, basically it starts with your goals. What is your goal? What inspires you? What makes you want to go through the day and look forward to the next day? That's one of the first things I would suggest people to write. Then from there, I would say, okay, if your goal is to be, let's say your goal is to make $5,000 a month, right? Something simple, something that most people can probably wrap their brain around. Yeah, I want to make more money. How can I make $5,000 a month? Well, the first thing is you have to write that down. I want to make $5,000 a month. Then the next thing is you ask yourself the question on that sheet of paper. How can I make $5,000 a month? Okay. I'm not sure. How can I make $5,000 a month? Keep asking the question, because the more you ask it, the more you make your brain work to find the answer and the solution for you. So here's a couple of suggestions. Number one, you can sell water in the streets. It's about to be spring. It's about to get hot. You can go outside and sell water for a dollar. You'd be surprised. I've done that before. You'd be surprised how much you can make a day just doing that. If you make $100 a day selling water, you're already at $3,000 for the month. So now you're already more than halfway at your goal. So what else can you implement or do to go with that? Maybe you can make some water T-shirts.
Wow, Luwap, that was some really great information, man. That's true. Anybody could just make money off any product. There's 101 million ways to make a dollar. All you have to do is just choose one. Choose one of best suits your needs. So speaking of products, Luwap, are there any products and services that you would like to market to the audience?
Well, sure. I have a couple books. I have some e-books. If you want, I can send you an e-book through my email. You can either email me or, you know, I can give people my phone number as well. I'm a very open person, so people can just call me. But right now, I'm mostly doing consultations. So people can call me and I can give them some coaching, whether it's on health or public speaking, and then we take it from there. So like that, I could pick their brains and, you know, ask them a few questions, figure out where they are. Like, you know, I do health and fitness. Right now in the gym, I got a couple of guys that I work out with in the gym. What we do, we work out in the gym together. And then, well, before that, you know, I get a questionnaire going. I ask them a few questions, you know, like exactly what is your health and fitness goals. So like that, I could be on the same page with them, not trying to bring them too far down the rabbit hole if that's not where they want to go. But wherever you want to go, I'm definitely that guy to help and encourage you to reach your health and fitness goals or even your public speaking goals. You know, just because of so many different workshops and classes that I've taken, I seem to do very good at mentoring people with their speeches. So that's what they've been doing to me in my clubs, just being voluntold. So I come to find out that why don't I just do it, you know, as a consolation as well. So, yeah, feel free to contact me on email or through my phone number, which the email is Louap, louap2013@hotmail.com. Once again, it's louap2013@hotmail.com, or they can call me at 404-839-4665. Once again, it's 404-839-4665, and that is my direct line. So, you know, please try to call during business hours. If I don't answer, leave a message or text me. I'll be more than glad to get back to you within the next business day.
All right, perfect, guys, perfect. So thank you, Louap, for your time. I greatly appreciate it. And, guys, as always, it's to your success. Continue to earn passively and live passionately. Peace.
Thank
you. Wow, Louap, you're absolutely right. You can make money a million and one different ways. The key is you just got to choose that one way, right? As long as you choose that one way, you'll be fine. As long as you select a product or service that best suits your likes, you know. But speaking of product, Louap, is there any product or service that you would like to promote right now?
Well, actually, yes, I do have books, CDs, DVDs, stuff like that. However, the main thing that I'm doing right now is consolations. Basically, people can call me or email me. We can sit down and talk. And I ask them a couple of questions about, you know, what are their health goals or what are their public speaking goals? Because those are the two that I do predominantly right now. Well, health and fitness, that is. Health and fitness and person and public speaking. So, you know, what it is like I have a few people that I go to the gym with. And, you know, according to their fitness goals, I help inspire and encourage them to reach their fitness goals. Because, you know, sometimes it's not the easiest thing to do by yourself. Sometimes you need somebody to just push you. Every great person has a coach or a mentor, you know, and then not only that, sometimes people don't know exactly what to do whatsoever, like myself. I've been there before where, you know, I was suffering from various things. I felt alone. I didn't know where to go, who to ask, who to talk to, anything like that. So just to help people avoid that situation, that's what I'm focusing predominantly on right now is my consultation services. So they can reach me either through email or calling me direct. I'm a very open person, so you can call me direct or just email me. My email address is louap2013@hotmail.com, and that's spelled louap2013@hotmail.com or 404-839-4665. So those are the two best ways to reach me right now, and I'll be more than glad to help you out with whatever you need help with along the lines of health, fitness, and or public speaking.
Oh, that's perfect. So speaking of public speaking, Louap, mm-hmm. Are there any words of wisdom, anything you want to speak to the listeners out there to help encourage them to embrace that change?
Well, mostly I would say you have to be very uncomfortable with your position so that way that will really stimulate you and motivate you to want to get up and do something different. Sometimes it takes like something happening to you that might not be of Sometimes you just need an extra kick to motivate you to want to do something better for yourself. It can be, you know, like a death in the family, like what happened to me, or it can be something that happened to you in school, work, home, you know, or just on the streets, whatever it is. Sometimes that's what it takes, or sometimes you can just say to yourself, you know what, enough is enough. I want something different in my life, and I'm going to stand up and start taking that change, making that change today. That's why to make today count is a very good phrase that I like to live by. Make today count. Matter of fact, I even have a video on YouTube that you can check out, Luap Abraham, called Make Today Count. It's very inspirational. Feel free to check that out.
All right. Thanks, Luap. So I appreciate your time. You want
Thank
to say any final goodbyes?
I definitely appreciate you, Juan. Yes, what I would just want to say in closing is love, peace, happiness, and prosperity to you.
All right, I appreciate that, Luap. All right, guys, as always, it's your success.
Peace.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast and received a ton of value. Speaking of value, you'll definitely receive even more when you subscribe to our website. Not only do you receive the 24 tools we use to help us with our real estate, business, and credit repair needs, but you'll also get access to our free webinars that's designed for Q&A, as well as for credit repair, business credit, a ton of information. So make sure you subscribe to 100%finance.com. Check out our products on credit repair, ink removal, real estate coaching, and especially business funding, and many more. Check us out, 100%finance.com. Peace.